Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is October 12, 2014. So let's take a look at how planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. The Ebola epidemic continues to capture headlines with new developments, new cases, new protocols for dealing with the spread of the disease, and new statements from the authorities and pundits appearing every day. Uranus is the planet of extremes and emergencies. Ketu represents the unseen world and therefore viruses. The trine aspect from Jupiter increases everything. In the astrology chart of the USA, Mars, the planet of infection, is transiting in the 12th house, which for a country's chart is the house of epidemics. Mars is also the planet of attack, and the 12th house signifies what is hidden, thus an attack from a hidden enemy. Jupiter's aspect from the 8th house only amplifies the danger. The most recent precaution, ordered by the authorities, is testing at airports of any travelers coming from West African countries. But Ebola, despite the press it gets, isn't as big a problem as some other things that are happening in the virus world. In southern China, more than 23,000 have been infected with the worst outbreak of dengue virus in 20 years. In Guangdong province, over 1,000 new cases are reported daily. Fortunately, this disease doesn't kill so readily as Ebola, and it is spread by mosquitoes. Here in the USA, emergency rooms and hospitals across the nation are dealing with a large and spreading outbreak of Entero-68 virus, a sickness that mostly affects children. The enterovirus, also known as EVD68, can only be diagnosed through specific lab tests. And there isn't an antiviral medication available for people who are infected with EVD68. The unfortunate part about all this, aside from the misery it is causing people, is that the astrology pattern to which all this is attributed is not going away anytime soon. All of the astrological significators involved are slow moving. The Uranus-Ketu conjunction will be with us for another year, most of that time aspected by Jupiter, with the worst being when Uranus and Ketu are tightly conjunct. The exact conjunction is in January 2015. Jupiter's trine aspect to Uranus and to Mars has been helping the rebels and violence types over the past week. Last week, ISIS attacked Kobani, a key border town in northern Syria, defended only by local Kurd militias. The reluctance of Turkey to intervene in the battle, or even permit Kurds from Turkey to cross the border to assist their brethren, resulted in Kurds rioting across Turkey, another form of Uranus and Ketu aspected by Jupiter. Meanwhile, in the USA, the Mars transit in the 12th house, fueled by the trine aspect of Jupiter in the USA chart's 8th house, brought all the paranoids out from under their rocks, with pundits and some Congress critters calling for closing the borders in case ISIS terrorists decide to invade from Mexico. Mercury, the planet of rational thinking, is retrograde, which doesn't help matters much. For over a week, Venus has been combust the sun. In other words, so close to the sun that we can't see it. When we can't see the planet of guidance, we are without guidance. Last week, we got a rather unusual manifestation of this astrological principle. The Supremes declined to provide guidance on the five states' marriage equality cases, which had been appealed to the High Court after local federal judges knocked down those states' laws banning same-sex marriage. By the way, Venus is also the planet that signifies marriage, and specifically, wife in a man's astrology chart. Uranus, the planet of unexpected events, is influencing Venus from the other side of the zodiac. By unexpectedly declining to hear the marriage equality cases, the Supremes have used an unusual way to effectively move same-sex marriage forward in the USA. Venus is also the planet of value and worth, and therefore signifies the financial markets. Venus was in the toilet last week. By being in Virgo, Venus is in its sign of debilitation, and by being so close to the sun that it is combust, in other words, burnt up, its significations are harmed. And Venus is receiving the aspect of Uranus, the planet of disruption. Financial markets had their worst week of the year last week, essentially wiping out all of their gains for 2014. Unfortunately for them, this planetary pattern continues this coming week. And now, checking in with Mercury retrograde. The planet of communication and information and the media has been going backwards in the zodiac since October 4th, leading to all sorts of strange items surfacing in the news stream. Our example for this week, the Where is Kim Jong-un story. The young dictator of the Hermit Kingdom hasn't been seen in public since September 3rd. He's missed a whole bunch of important North Korean political events which he would normally have attended. The semi-official version is that there is something wrong with his leg. Other, more apocalyptic visionaries insist he's been deposed by a coup. And lastly, some good news for a change. The amazing tale of the Pakistani girl Malala Yousafzai got even more amazing last week when she became the youngest person ever to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. So, I couldn't help myself. I had to look up her chart. Turns out her birth time is not confirmed, but one source has it as 8:15 a.m. And the resulting chart looks like it fits. Here it is. A Leo ascendant gives a dignified manner, and someone who does not back down from their personal ethical standards. Note the Mars-Moon conjunction in the second house of speech, a surefire combination for being outspoken, and the exchange of rulers of the sixth and eighth houses, great for overcoming big obstacles, such as being shot in the head. And the ruler of the tenth house, Venus, the planet of guidance, as well as being the ruler of the 10th house of fame, is placed in the 12th house of humanitarian acts, foreign lands, and disadvantaged people. That'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.